You're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 52. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how to launch without stressing yourself to death. So if you have launched before or thought about launching, but you break out in a cold sweat, you don't sleep, and you maybe miss a meal or two, this is the episode for you, so stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. And I am so excited to do this episode today. We published an episode a couple of weeks back called What to Do If Your Launch Fails. And we got really great feedback on that. I got a couple of emails about it. I heard from my audience that a lot of people get stressed out about launching, and understandably so. In the world of online marketing, launches can kind of be, for most of us, they're the lifeblood of our business. I'm actually in the middle of a launch right now while I'm recording this, and I thought it would be really cool to record this during a launch because I feel like I found some of these little tweaks and tricks and changes that I've been able to make over the last couple of years that I've been doing higher level launches and really cut through the stress and the overwhelm so that when I'm launching, I'm not stressing myself to death. So my goal with this episode is that you're able to listen in and maybe get some insight as to where you can create some more ease and flow in your launches. So I want to start with a little story, and then I want to compare it to the launch that I'm doing right now. So back when I did my first ever launch that was really successful, it was a course called Rock Your Scopes, which was a Periscope training course. We don't even sell it anymore. We've rebranded it to be Rock Your Live Streams, and we added new Facebook content. But at the time, it was just Periscope. And I remember launching it, and I remember being up until like 2 a.m. every day that we were working on that. But here's the thing. I was also waking up at 6 a.m., 7 a.m. to get stuff done because I was still going to school. I was still working. And then to top it all off, I had a family member come visit during that launch. And I just remember being so tired, so worn out, so exhausted that when my dad did come to visit me, I felt like I wasn't totally present. And it was kind of the first look into the beast that is, you know, we get caught up in our own business or become a slave to our own business. And I had started my business because, like most of us, I wanted more freedom, time freedom, financial freedom, choice freedom. And here I was with the opportunity in the middle of the week to spend time with my dad, and I was stressed out over a launch. And I think that's when the seed first got planted. There's been plenty of other influences, but that's when I kind of realized this whole sleeping 3 hours a night to make, you know, multiple five figures is not going to work in the long run. And I really came to that awakening with the help of a good mentor and a great mastermind group. But I want to tell you a little bit about this launch. So even though I'm in the middle of a launch right now, last Wednesday, before we opened the cart, I was really kind of not stressing out, but getting a little bit antsy. You know, the cart hadn't opened yet. There's these jitters, right? No matter what you do, the pre-launch jitters, I don't think ever fully go away. But I was able to take the entire afternoon off. Even in a pre-launch, even with a massive challenge running, even with thousands of people signed up, from about 3 o'clock until the end of the day, I popped back in and checked in. But I took the whole day to myself. And I got to spend time with some people, and it was really nice. And I also remember during this launch when our cart opened, I normally get this bottomed out feeling like, oh my gosh, it's happening. Here it is. Here's the defining moment of this launch. And this time I didn't feel that. I opened the cart. I wasn't really stressed out. Just like with every launch, we've hit a couple of tech hiccups, but I haven't been derailed. And so I want to kind of tell you what I think has really caused this shift from the Zach that was sleeping 2 hours to 3 hours a night, living on caffeine. I still love me some coffee, but I was living on caffeine. I was working. I was going to school. I was exhausted. To the Zach now of my launches are great and I don't have to stress. I can take time off. I can watch a movie if I want to during a launch. I can go out to lunch. I had a few errands run and I had to go pick up some groceries at the store. And I wasn't going, oh my gosh, I don't have time to stop at the post office. I have to launch. I mean, I just got up and went. I even had to go to the title bureau, which is kind of like the DMV. I got lucky. It wasn't busy. But I didn't even stress about being gone for part of the day because I had to go pick up a title for my car. So I want to kind of stop talking about how great my launch is going and open it up to some major shifts that I think have happened over the past year and over my past launches that have really allowed me to create this space where launches are just a part of business. And yes, there are emotional highs and lows, but it's no longer an exhausting process. It's just part of business as usual. So the first thing is, I started planning in advance, and I'm sure you've heard this before, so I want to frame it a different way. I changed the story in my head that I am good at operating on the fly. I think that as entrepreneurs, we have this ability to pivot and we have this ability to operate on the fly. And sometimes we get a false confidence about that, that if, well, if I can operate on the fly, I don't need to plan, or I don't need everything perfect, or I don't need this or that. And throughout this year, I was in a mastermind and I was working with my mentor, and I remember at one point he showed me this promotional calendar for one of their launches. And I just remembered thinking, I don't have anything like that. I don't have a promotional calendar. I don't know what emails go out on what days. I don't have a nice flow chart of what the customer experience is like. Now for this launch that we're doing right now, we actually duplicated a launch that we've done in the past. Emails might be slightly different, structure's a little different, but we basically replicated a past launch, but we put everything out. So my ads person knows what ads go live on what days. We had an entire meeting and we mapped out an advertising timeline. We mapped out an email timeline, so we know what emails are going out on what days to what people. We mapped out a promotion timeline, including organic promotion, posts that were gonna go into our private Facebook group were written in advance and pre-scheduled in advance. We also pre-scheduled communications with our affiliates, and I took time on my calendar. There are dates on my calendar that literally say, do not schedule calls these days, and those are days for me to just get caught up or be unplugged for the launch. Like, for example, tomorrow, I'm recording this on Sunday, and tomorrow is our full cart open week. And I don't like to have to be on Mondays. And so Monday and Tuesday, I have one call. And then my team knows we don't schedule anything else on those days because I want to be fully focused on giving myself the space I need and giving my potential students the space that I need. So that has been a huge game changer. So for those of you that are kind of stressing about launching, something that I put up resistance to was, if I'm planning and not taking action, I'm not building a business, or if I plan, the plan is what's going to stress me out. And I shifted my thinking to be, I need a plan of some kind so that I'm not wondering what's next. Because what I really realized was stressing me out in a lot of my launches was the whole, what if this happens? What if that happens? What's next? What's tomorrow? And there's a lot less what ifs when everything is kind of predetermined. Now, to bring this to a way more approachable level, it has taken me, full disclosure, like a full 2 years to get to a point where we have launch spreadsheets and launch dates and things are pre-scheduled and stuff still falls through the cracks, right? So I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, we didn't schedule organic promotions for our cart open week, right? And so I had to sit down this morning and spend like 30, 40 minutes and write some social media posts. But the key is I wasn't overwhelmed doing that because most of the content was taken care of and planned. So some of the main things that you can do to lower the stress of your launch is write your emails in advance. That's an absolute must. It's something I did not do for the first probably year of my business, and I would never go back to not having emails done in advance. The second thing is I would definitely plan out your schedule of promotion. And what I mean by that is, what day does your cart open? What day does your cart close? What day do you want to send emails? And get really clear on how the whole thing looks. And then the last thing I always like to plan is my goals. And I talk about this in all kinds of episodes, launching episodes. So I don't want to go too deep into how to actually plan your goals. You can listen to one of the past episodes. We'll put some links in the show notes. But the big thing I want you to realize is, if you know what you're going to send and when, you know how you want to promote, and you know what your goals are, you remove all the stress of, what am I doing? What do I need to happen? Is this working? Because you always have a frame of reference. So the biggest thing I would recommend to you is to remember, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. There's a quote. I did not make that up, but that's really, really important. Okay. Now, the second thing that I really started tapping into is this belief that nothing is final. And this got said to me several times at an event I was at a few weeks ago. multiple people walked up to me, and I don't even think they realized. Maybe it was just, you know, the universe hooking me up with the message I needed to hear at the time. But so many people kept saying, you know, no matter what happens with this launch, nothing is final. And I had to remember that because really, for almost everyone listening, nothing is final. And there's this belief out here that your first launch or your second launch or your third launch is going to do X number of dollars, or that every time you launch, it's going to be incrementally better, right? I remember the first time I did a launch that was less than the previous launch, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a failure, nothing works. But the business kept growing and everything was still fine. And a really good exercise that you can use, and I used to use this exercise a lot, and I still do sometimes when I'm coping with anxiety. So for those of you that don't know, I have struggled with anxiety. I talk about it on the show. I talk about it sometimes on my Facebook or around town. But there's this really amazing coping technique, which is, you know, imagine that everything goes really, really wrong, right? Imagine that your launch fails. Maybe you lose some money. Maybe you lose all that time. The key thing to ask yourself is two questions. Number one, when all that happens, do you still have the stuff that really matters? Do you still have people that care about you? Do you still have a sense of purpose? Do you still have the drive to do what makes you happy? Do you still have a book or a TV show you can go curl up and read? I mean, at the end of the day, failed launch does not kill all the things you have in your life. The second question to ask yourself is, what can I do about this now? If it's truly just nerves and stress, the answer is usually nothing. And just having that logical conversation with ourselves can help that. So if there's nothing we can do about it, then stressing doesn't help. And I know we inherently know that, but just having that conversation with yourself, even out loud sometimes, I'll say to myself, you know, Zach, what can we do about this? Nothing, right? And maybe that makes me sound a little crazy. My dogs don't mind when I'm talking to myself. Maybe you guys do. But start asking yourself, right? Really, nothing is final with your launch. Even if the launch fails, it's not final. We have gone to launches that have done really badly, and then on the back end, we make sales. We've had students in our programs who, like, their launches are just average, and then after their launch closes, they get people signing up for their coaching programs because people wanted more. So remember, nothing is final, and don't attribute your worth or your personal value to the dollar sign that comes to the end of the launch. And that's something that I had to work on, was that if I didn't make six figures in a launch, then it was a reflection of who I am as a person, which is just not true. It's just a reflection of this launch. And there's so many different variables that go into launching that we have to realize that nothing is final. A bad launch does not mean a bad business, and a bad launch does not make you a bad person. And once I coupled that with having a plan, it's like the stress really started melting away. And this started happening in my business about 6 to 8 months ago. Now, something that I've started doing way more recently, within like my last one or two launches, has been escaping my launch. I was talking to a friend the other day, and we were talking about the kind of obsessive nature of launching, which is as soon as you open the cart, all you want to do is sit on your phone or your computer all day and hit that refresh button and check how many sales come in. Did I make a sale now? Did I make a sale now? You feel obligated to check your email 50 times a day and be on the live chat all day long. And it's really easy to get sucked into the launch vortex of like, all I'm doing is launching. And what you have to realize is that in an online business, especially an online business where you're working from home or you're working from your laptop or like you're kind of always connected, it can be really mentally draining to just be on all the time, like really exhausting. And what you need to start thinking about is where can you carve out bubbles of time in your launches to give yourself space to just be. So during my previous launch, not the one we're doing right now, but during the previous launch, I took a day off and got a massage. And it felt wild and reckless and crazy, but I did it because it made me feel good. It made me feel refreshed. It made me feel recharged. And like I was taking care of myself. And ultimately, that led to a much more relaxed launch. This launch, I actually have 2 days that I've scheduled, like a good solid 8-hour chunk all to myself. I don't check in. I don't do anything. We have an emergency, so to speak, line on my Slack, which is how my team and I communicate. So they can get in communication with me should anything happen, right? You don't have to be totally disconnected. I'm not saying, you know, turn off your phones and your iPads and go, you know, stand on a rock in the middle of the ocean and be totally isolated with your thoughts. You don't have to do that. But what I would encourage you to do is, where can you just find 4 hours? Can you go see a movie during your launch? Can you step away for 2 hours and treat yourself to a $10 movie ticket after that first sale comes in? Can you go get yourself a massage? Do you have a small group of friends that might like to go to the bar together? I did that last time. Me and a few friends from way back went and grabbed a drink or two at our local bar up the road. And, you know, it's not about partying or being crazy. I think I had like a gin and tonic, but it's about getting away and out of your own head. Because here is the reality. I was looking back on my past launches and it occurred to me that most of the time I spend working on my launch is me clicking around Facebook, looking for comments, refreshing the card, looking at email, refresh, 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 click, look, read, refresh. It's stuff that's not really doing anything, right? If I remove that from the launch, it's not costing me any sales. And if it's not costing you any sales, and we can logically work through that, it might be a little scary, it might be a little daunting, but walk away from your launch for an hour. Go to the park, right? Even if you can't afford to treat yourself to something or you don't feel ready to do that, go to the park for an hour, right? If you have a local Starbucks and you're somewhere nice, go sit on the patio and drink a coffee. There's so much to be gained from just stepping away from the launch. And I just cannot communicate this strongly enough because it's something I resisted for so dang long. And now I don't think I could launch without taking time to myself because it allows me to show up fully. And there might be this little voice in the back of your head saying, well, you know, I don't know if people will buy from me, or I don't know if it's going to work if I'm not available. Let me tell you something. The feedback from my community on this last launch has been the best it has ever been, in my opinion. I mean, the best feedback, the best community support, the best engagement. It's already on track to be our best launch ever, right? But I've been here less. So what it really comes down to is this belief or this even fear that if we are not always hands-on, the business will fail, and it's just not true. You can walk away from your business and it won't cave in 4 hours. So I would challenge you to treat yourself. Now, that perfectly segues into the next piece, which is have and lean into your support systems. When you're going into a launch, understand that it is stressful. And while this episode is about reducing that stress, there's always going to be some element of uncertainty. Maybe you have a tech issue, and in that moment, you are just so frustrated. Maybe you go to open the cart and nobody buys right away. Maybe your first webinar and the show up rate is abysmal. I mean, that stuff is going to happen. Like, I promise you that stuff is going to happen. I wish I could sit here and be like, everything will go great. Your launch will be sunshines and rainbows and angels, but something will go wrong. Something has gone wrong on our launch probably almost every day so far, but it doesn't stop you from being successful. It just challenges your ability to kind of operate as an entrepreneur, and that's totally cool. But during those times where everything is hitting the fan, it's really beneficial to have a support system. So when I'm launching, I always make sure that I have one person I can go to if anything goes wrong. Now, for me, I pay to be a part of a mastermind, and I have that group that I can always go to when I have issues. So that is what I kind of consider my safe space. There's always a safe space for me to say, I'm feeling this way, so there it is. And sometimes I need support, and sometimes I just need to get it out that I'm feeling that way. And I always have at least a handful of people that know I'm launching and know that I might need to just call them and complain or get support or share a win. Because guess what? Sharing wins can be just as powerful too. So I always keep a few people on my Facebook Messenger or even on the phone that we chat about how my launch is going. And that also gives you a space to get outside perspective. I'll give you a perfect example from this launch is I kept saying, man, I don't know. I'm kind of nervous, right? I'm taking more time off because I struggle with this stuff too. I'm taking more time off. I hope that this isn't going to, you know, shoot me in the foot that I'm stepping back from the group a little bit. And one of my good friends said to me, dude, this group is popping. This is the most engaged your group has been for a launch before. And people are loving it. Just look at the comments. And I went back through and I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. This group is popping. The comments are flying. Everybody's really happy. So we're good. And it's so funny because what happens is, back to what I was talking about with number two, when you get sucked into this launch vortex, it distorts your reality, right? And I know how science fiction-y that explanation sounds, but it's true. We are so sucked into the stats and the money sometimes that we don't see the other stuff that's actually happening. And just having an outside perspective of somebody to say, hey, guess what? You're fine. can be a huge benefit. So I highly recommend that before you go into your launch, number one, have this safe space, whether it's a group, a mastermind, a good friend, your own community, you know, find somewhere that it's safe to share how you feel, a paid program that you're in. The second thing is get two or three people that they're good having you on speed dial. They don't necessarily have to understand your business even, but they're okay that you're a little stressed out and they might talk you down. Now, the last thing is that you might want to consider this, take this with a grain of salt, but you might want to tell the people close in your life that you care about that you're going into a really stressful season. Now, I always communicate with family and my close friends like, hey, this is launch week and it can be a little stressful. I say that because for me personally, I'm a very emotional person. And it's not totally uncommon for me to be caught up in something. Someone calls me at the wrong time and I'm like, I don't have time for this. I love you, but leave me alone. And it's not fair to them, but it's how I can be in moments. And so after I do that, it makes me feel worse and bad and awful. When I can tell people in advance, the people who are like the true support system of your life, not just your business, your family, your friends, close relatives, when I tell them like, hey, I'm in a really stressful position at work for the next couple of weeks, even though I'm reducing my stress, if I ever get snippy with them, which I've done before, they can say to me, listen, this is probably because you're launching, you're a little overstressed, let's have this conversation another time. And it might not be great, but at least it's an open communication channel. And I've talked to a lot of people over the years that they get stressed out during their launches and they have issues with the people in their life because it can be a stressful situation. And just by having an open dialogue that I might be stressed out, it sounds so funny, but that lowers your stress. So again, lean into your support system, the people close to you, the people close to your business, and have a community or a safe space where you can share how you're really feeling and you feel like you can share completely transparently and vulnerably so that you can get the help and support you need. Now, the last little piece is something that I have learned over the past year. I've heard it several times from several different people, but I absolutely love this idea. So just to recap before we go into the last one, what we talked about so far is the value of planning your launch in advance, just getting the plan to paper. And the really important stuff to plan is the emails that are going to go out, the social media posts that are going to go out, and the overall schedule. You don't have to have everything at a micro level planned, but having the big stuff planned so you know what to expect is super important. Then we talked about how important it is to remember that nothing is final. A bad launch does not make you a bad person. It doesn't even make you a bad business. Bad launches can happen for so many different reasons. We had a launch that we didn't realize had a cart close right around the election, and our open rates were horrible. It is what it is. Number three, we talked about setting the ability to escape from your launch, even if it's just for an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, half a day. Get yourself some structure in place where you can just walk away and go to the movies for 2 hours. Then we talked about the relevance of your support systems. So you really want to have support systems, because I'm not sitting here saying Zach sits in his house alone and he feels no stress about his launch. Absolutely not. Do I feel stressed sometimes? Sure. Do I feel at ease most of the time? Yes. And that's because when I do have moments of stress, I have places that I can reach out to. Now, this last tip, I teased you a little bit about it. This one's a little less tangible and a little more higher level thinking. So I just want to invite you real quick to be open for this tip, because it's something that you're going to hear it and at face value, it's very simple. But if you go deeper, it's very powerful. And it's to ask yourself the question, what can I do to get twice the results with half the work? Let me say that again. What can I do to get twice the results with half the work? Now, this is a really powerful question to ask yourself before you go into a launch, because I talk to students all the time and they want all the bells and whistles. They're going to do 5 webinars with this type of funnel and these types of follow-ups, and they're going to use this special tool and these types of Facebook ads. And sometimes we get so wrapped up in trying to be the latest and greatest that we forget about the things that really matter. And the things that really matter are leads, sales, reach, and conversion. So when you're looking at your launch, instead of saying, what else can I add to my launch? Say, what is not making a big impact on my leads, sales, or conversion, and that I can remove? And what is making a big impact on my leads, sales, and conversions that maybe I could put more resources into, whether it's time, money on advertising? This is a really great question because, again, it's so simple, but do not let the simplicity of this question fool you. What can I do to get twice the results and half the work. It's literally a brain teaser asking you, how can you do less to create more? And it's so important that you start to work on that, because I answered this question last time during my launch and I said, what can I do to get twice the results with half the work? And one of the answers was I could facilitate a much stronger community. Because the last time I launched, I tried to comment on everybody's posts. I fell behind. I was exhausted. I was tired. I was worn out. And this time I facilitated a community where I still went in and commented on posts within our launch, but the community helped me pick up slack, which the feedback from them was that they liked it. They liked being part of a community unit. They liked being leaders in the community. They liked being a part of the community. And so I was able to remove the expectation off myself that I had to comment on what is literally thousands of comments that we get in our launch. It's just literally not possible. I removed that expectation. I replaced it with something that takes less time but creates more impact. And there's more benefit to my launch and more benefit to my community. So I want to kind of start to bring this episode to a close here. If you want to get a quick recap of all the main points that I talked about, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/52. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/52. And we will have the show notes waiting for you with a little recap of everything. But something I just want to encourage you to start thinking about is that launches are a tremendous asset for our businesses, for most of us. They're where a big bulk of revenue comes from, at least for my business. And for a lot of us, that's true if you're in the digital marketing space. And so sometimes we get stressed because that there's so much expectation we place on this launch. But I would challenge you to think, what if you release that expectation? What if your launch is just a launch and whatever happens, happens? You set goals, you make a plan, but if it all comes crashing down, you don't have a mental breakdown. You laugh about it and say, all right, so that won't happen again. Let's change it. Launching does not have to kill you. And if we're being totally honest, a year ago, I would have never said that this was true, that a launch doesn't have to be so much work. It's exhausting, but it doesn't. And it's something you develop the skill set over time and you develop the mindset over time. But I hope with this episode, you're getting access to some of the really core things that I do that allows me to be stress-free during a launch, that allows me to wake up on a Sunday and record a podcast because I have time, even though we're in the midst of one of our biggest launches of the year. My hope is that you go into your next launch and you feel good, that the business you were dreaming of isn't draining the life from you, it's giving life back to you. So hopefully you get out there, you get a little less stressed. We'll have all this information waiting for you on the show notes over at heartsoulhustle.com/52. And until next time, keep hustling, stop stressing, and get to launching. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.